Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. Sunday evening, there was a protest at the Food and Medicine headquarters in Brewer, organized by Graham Plattner's campaign, and several other candidates joined in. There are quotes pulled from what they said from Indivisible Bangor, and so I'm going to quote their quotes for you. Starting with Matt Dunlap, the Maine State Auditor and Congressional District 2 candidate, quote, "We have to stand up. We have to protest. We have to enjoin Congress to do something to stop this. It's completely unacceptable what is happening right now," end quote. Another Congressional District 2 candidate, Paige Loud, said, quote, "We keep being told there's no money for housing, for health care, or for food, but there's always money for bombs, and there's always money for war in the Middle East. Dot, dot, dot. It's time to choose human rights for everyone," end quote. Graham Plattner, also a Congressional District 2 candidate, said, quote, "Susan Collins needs to see us united against the tragic, stupid, ill-conceived bombing of Iran. She has the power as a swing vote in the U.S. Senate to bring this to an end. The situation we find ourselves in is only possible because we have had a Congress that for decades has abdicated its authority, its constitutional authority, to declare war," end quote. And Amy Rader, Maine State Representative from the Bangor area, now candidate for Senate District 9, and also one of our storytellers when WERU was doing storytelling events years ago, quoted a line from the Sinking of the Reuben James Woody Guthrie song, quote, "Many years have passed, and still I wonder why the worst of men must fight and the best of men must die." And then Amy continued, "And the worst of men are sitting in Washington right now telling you the best of us must die," end quote. That was reported by Indivisible Bangor, indivisiblebangor.org, for more information. Punk politics and performance will be colliding in Lipstick Traces in Bar Harbor as the College of the Atlantic presents Lipstick Traces, a secret history of the 20th century. A student staging of Rude Mech's genre-defying theatrical adaptation blending punk aesthetics and cabaret tradition. Quote, "Lipstick Traces is adapted from Grail Marcus's 1989 cult classic book. A tangled counter-history, the work follows threads from 16th century heretics through Dada, the mid-century lettrists and situationists, the May 68 student uprising in Paris, and the birth of punk rock in the UK. Part history lesson, part punk seance, it proposes we locate history not in a linear series of triumphs, but in the traces and detritus left by people hurling themselves against the status quo of their time and place. Legendary figures like the Sex Pistols' Johnny Rotten, philosopher Guy Debord, and Dada poet Richard Hulsenbeck, I hope I pronounced that correctly, are snipped from time and fixed into a new frame. The resulting collage is a riot of music and manifestos, an assault on sense and the senses. College of the Atlantic students have studied and staged the play as part of the music theater production course taught by professors Jody Baker and Jonathan Henderson," end quote. Lipstick Traces, a secret history of the 20th century. Performances will take place on March 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7 p.m. at the Thomas S. Gates Community Center on Eden Street in Bar Harbor. Tickets are free of charge, but reservations are required. You can make them at coa.edu/lipstick traces. The University of New England has launched a new online cannabis career certificate program. The next start date is coming up on March 10th. And registration is now open. Quote, "As the cannabis industry professionalizes, employers are increasingly seeking candidates with formal training and credentials. The legal cannabis industry now supports more than 425,000 full-time jobs across the U.S. and is expected to grow to $50 billion in revenue by 2027. To prepare leaders in this thriving economic sector, UNE is launching a new suite of online career-focused courses and certifications in cannabis cultivation, retail, sales, compliance, and medical applications. These industry-recognized programs are offered in partnership with Green Flower, a top cannabis employer and the front-runner in cannabis education. For more information, you can go to cannabiseducation.online.une.edu. And as always, the links will be on the archives with today's program, which should be up there right now if you want to go find them. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.